Hey guys, I'm Glenn.
And I'm Toby.
And this is High Tides. Before everyone freaks out, this is just a test of something we want to dip our feet in the water, which is kind of like separate episodes with the podcast crew. Sometimes we'll get me and a Toby, sometimes we'll just get an Ava. We're trying to just kind of schedule things differently to see how we can get in a good workflow and make sure we get the podcast out in a super timely schedule. So now that I've gotten all of that out of the way, what the fuck are we talking about? Like, I know, but I'm funny.
I was about to be like, let's get started.
We actually kind of have some interesting topics today. I'm a little late to the game, you know, as per usual. So, I'm going to be just talking about Oregon.
Oregon, you sound like Oreo.
What the fuck? I love it. yeah. Oregon kind of did a big deal thing for drug consumers everywhere. It's a little bit extreme. I mean, not super extreme in the case of, like, you're not gonna, you know, be able to like it, but just a little bit extreme in the sense of, like, who do y'all think y'all is and why you doing that?
They Oregon, that's who they are. They're like, we Oregon.
We Oregon. We don't care.
We deal with our own Oregano.
That's not even me making fun of Oregon accent, I think. Apparently, my high brain just sounds like Forrest Gump.
This man really said Forrest Gump.
Sorry. It's true, though.
Life is like a box of chocolate.
You can't eat life, so it's not. Life is like a box of chocolate in the ways that you really only want the one chocolate, and you just bite in through the rest, because yes. All humans use people to get to I'm kidding. I'm not that pessimistic about the worldview.
I mean, unless
But that's tell, pretty real.
Unless you tell someone, just take half of each one, so you can figure out which ones are the ones that you don't want. Yeah. And you can be like, oh, you can have the full thing of that one.
Literally, though.
Like, you take the risk, I take the reward that I want.
Lord. Well, Oregon, let's talk about it, right? Oregon became the first state in the United States to decriminalize drug possession, including the legalization of marijuana for recreational use, which a lot of states are kind of, like, playing iffy about, right? Most states are trying to legalize medical cannabis first, except for D.C. They were like, smoke weed every day. We can't get sued for that one, right? We'll see. We'll see after this episode.
I don't think so. It's a meme, so.
Funny enough, New Jersey, Arizona, Montana, and South Dakota, who voted to legalize recreational marijuana, and Mississippi also voted to literally all the states you, like, wouldn't think about legalize.
Low-key. A few of them, I'm like, wow, I'm surprised with those states. But I guess they're taking the initiative.
I mean, they really are, because nearly 40 years after the start of the nation's war on drugs, Oregon's upvote puts it at the forefront of shifting American attitudes about what communities should do about drug abuse. Because really, most people that aren't totally familiar with cannabis consumers or consumption see the drug out of a completely, honestly, racist and uninformed way.
Very old propaganda.
Yeah. I mean, the proponents of the decriminalization say it offers a remedy to a costly campaign that has done little to improve society but has wreaked havoc on minority communities, which are literally the communities that get policed and in my opinion, and honestly not even in my opinion, in the statistics, they usually are a little bit harassed more by the police. Because
definitely,
people take the fact that there are more crimes in black neighborhoods than white neighborhoods as, oh, well, there's more crime. But no, with anything, the more you police an area, the more you're going to find. So let's not just, you know, it's not saying that everyone lives in a quote-unquote bad neighborhood, but when there are more people, you know, actually actively pursuing that, you know, that negative stereotype connotation, you know, that thing, then you're going to have more people finding it.
You know, and I've definitely heard people before saying, like, oh, my neighborhood's, like, super bad. There's a lot of people doing this and that in houses. But you never hear anybody, like, call the police or anything. Or any cops whatsoever.
Literally, an Oregon study showed that Black and Native Americans people were more likely to be convicted of drug crimes than white people, creating a record that follows low-level drug users around for the rest of their lives. For, like, a joint, usually, you know? Like, some of these kids are in jail or have a record that it's going to hinder them from getting jobs. And it's a vicious cycle, because once you take out basically their ability to work a regular job and make a regular wage, you're not only hindering them, but you're starting this really dangerous process of not even rehabilitation, more like recriminalization.
Yeah, it's not like there's really a lot of programs out there that really helps out those kids or adults in any way. It's like the system is built for you to continue on failing.
And this Oregon system is a good example of something positive, because it'll help with the prevention of recovering drug users being stigmatized by employers, lenders, and landlords, and it gives them the ability to pull themselves out of a cycle of that drug-related criminality, you know? And it's funny, because critics have cast Oregon's measures as a hasty sprint towards decriminalization, which I feel like everyone at this point has, you know? Because at the end of the day, weed was legal.
It was.
Weed, during the 1920s, weed would come like cigarette rolls. Like, Canada legalizing it for the whole country shouldn't be a big deal, because Mexico used to grow it like corn, you know?
Yeah, that was one of their, like, really, like, biggest, like, production.
For things. A lot of you guys that don't know, the reason why cannabis is called marijuana, it's because Nixon's racist ass. Yes, President Nixon, that pile of trash.
Yeah, honestly. Nixon was a mess.
He was like, we don't like immigrants, but especially Mexicans. So yes, we're going to make the weed, you know, that crop that Mexicans grow naturally, that thing that's not harmful and that they were doing basically for like 100 years prior to that, right? That is comparable to a Schedule 1 drug, which is like cocaine and heroin. Which, cocaine and heroin, I understand. Those are things, like, have you seen the process it takes to make cocaine?
Yo, it's crazy.
By the way, we're not condoning. I'm not even going to tell you the step-by-step process of it, even though you can Google search it. Like, it's on Google. It takes citric acid and gasoline. The cocaine fall to, basically, they do it in, like, if you're Dominican or Spanish, you know those blue big-ass tumblers that you'd have on your ceiling for emergency water, for when the water went out?
Yes, those big containers.
And if you're not from a foreign country, it's basically big oil drums.
Yeah.
But made out of PVC plastic.
Basically.
And they're like 6 to 7 feet tall, depending on how big you got them, you know? But they would take the shredded leaves and mix it with that citric acid and water mixture. Then they'd mix that mixture in gasoline. And then the person that's doing that is already smelling all these toxic fumes because it's toxic. Then you're consuming that. Like, the ingredients that I just told you are like gasoline and citric acid. And people are like ingesting that. God, which is wild.
That's just going up your nose. Like, oh, I can't imagine. I don't want to imagine. I don't want to experience that. Don't. I'm good. Never do that. Just don't. Really, don't just do don't. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to your body. Just don't.
Now, the thing with that also is, right, Oregon, or the people that were, like, against the whole law in Oregon were like, well, because it's just gonna, It's going to give them a scapegoat in a way. There's this 3-time White House Office of National Drug Control Policy Advisor that called the ballot measure a deliberate first step to legalize all drugs. Heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine. The threat of criminal prosecution can be a powerful incentive for people to seek treatment, he said. Likewise, legalization can empower people to abuse drugs without fearing legal jeopardy. Sure. Which is stupid. Here's why, right? Sure. Let's say, for example, you start providing clean needles to users of heroin. Start there, right? Just providing them clean needles because they're going to find a way to do their drugs anyway. Find them a way so that disease isn't as easy to spread and everyone has the supply that they need, right? It makes the transfer of deadly bloodborne illnesses and or viruses that are already in your blood, you know, it takes away that spreading, right? But now let's say instead of them buying a supply from a street dealer, they're able to buy that supply from the government. Places like Ireland, I believe, already have programs like this, where they monitor your drug use and slowly wean you off, you know? Because the problem is, there was a dealer at some point in the life of that person that let them try that hard drug, which makes you an addict forever. Addiction is different than just ease of consumption. People aren't dependent on weed. Like, you're not dependent on a human being. You know, you don't need that human being to survive, but you become dependent of that human being. You can still get over that. But with addiction, you can't. Your body literally needs it or will start shutting down, you know? So I think the argument of legalization, don't legalize the sell of it. The sale of it should still be illegal. The drug itself shouldn't even be in the streets being able to tempt anyone with it, you know? At the end of the day, because we don't have all that social power, we live in a good democracy with its ups and its downs, you know, we can't apply those same measures. You know, it has to be a case-by-case basis. So seeing all drug users as drug addicts and vice versa is not a realistic look at life, and it's also not a logical look at life. Like, the world isn't black and white, you know?
It isn't. There was definitely a gray area in there.
I just thought it was an interesting topic because states like Oregon's are going to make a kind of leading step in showing the rest of the country what they can do. Like Colorado. Colorado upsells the bejesus out of cannabis. That's right. So expensive, but people still buy it because they're like, well, it's legal. I don't get bothered by it. I can just buy it and that's it. You know? What they're doing with that money is putting it back into social programs and like, just being good people with it and making the state more pretty. Canada? That's going to be a podcast episode for another podcast because it was a shit show. It was not good at all.
It turned out the opposite of what was expected.
Yeah.
Like, completely.
Literally.
Like, so bad. Like, how, like, I didn't expect any of that to happen, but then... You know, it's Canada. Hello, nice people. What? Like, what happened, people?
It's because once you've let such a big black market grow behind the scenes, you can't really just all of a sudden expect it to fully change overnight. Because you're still going to sadly have to prosecute the people for selling illegally. Which is kind of shitty because then you're making that more expensive. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way to win it if you start thinking of the money you can make out of it. I would say a $2 a G tax would be fine.
Oh, no, yeah.
I say fuck governments for thinking, oh, well, we're just going to make all the money that we need to make for other shit off of weed, even though we didn't even believe in it. In the first place. Funny enough, you know, I think it's like, stop being fucking petty. Let that program fund itself. That way, more sources of income will come through job creation and litigation needs for departments and and standardization companies, you know, there will be jobs that grow from that process, you know, as long as you kind of observe it from the insider's perspective out. Like, if I'm gonna have to pay basically $5 a G per G that I sell, I'm going to have to make it $10 a G more expensive because I have to make profit. So that's where that's how you end up in Colorado, where like a gram can cost you up to $30.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And it's like, it shouldn't be that way. The government doesn't even allow you to sometimes have a bank account if you're a cannabis organization or selling cannabis legally in a state, you know? So it's like, if you're still going to treat those people like criminals, don't then come back and take their money and be like, okay, well, thank you for your tax money for the thing that we didn't want.
Basically, like, they just don't want it, but once they see the money rolling in, it's like, oh, this is bad, but thank you for the money.
Like, it's so bad.
And it's like
the problem comes from societal standards, right? You have some parents who like smoke with their kids when they're old enough, and their perspective of cannabis is different than a conservative 35-year-old, you know? Everyone has different life experiences that lead to different things, but it's not an excuse to not educate yourself. It doesn't matter what I say or what I recommend, because I do it. You should always do your own independent research into something that you want to do. Don't ever take anyone's word for something, you know? Everyone has a different threshold of knowledge, experience, ability to have fun. So if you close yourself in someone else's box, you're going to be disappointed.
You know, and nowadays you can't really make an excuse to not educate yourself. Like, there is so much information out there, and there's already been like so many testings of like so many freaking things that you just at this point choose to stay ignorant about it.
Just like the people that say they're not taking the fucking vaccine for Rona.
Oh, come on, people.
Like, listen, everyone keeps comparing it to the flu. First of all, the flu vaccine is only 20% effective. Let's get that out there.
Yeah.
This vaccine was made for a virus in a shorter time than the flu vaccine had to be made, and it's more effective, A. B, instead of people losing their sense of smell and taste for months, like some people did with Rona, you'll just experience 72 hours of mild symptoms. 2 days, basically. 2 days and a half of, like, oh my god, I have to stay home for free. Pay me, government. Which is actually what has to happen. Like, when they inoculate you with that, they still have to, like, you can't go into work until after the vaccine has taken full effect.
Yeah, because they already know. It's not like they can say anything else, because then you can be like, excuse me, you told me about this. You can't switch it up on me.
Sorry I snuck that in there, y'all. It's just, please do your own research. Don't take other people's word for it. If Jesus said, jump off a bridge, I am your savior, I'ma still figure out if that's in the Bible. Before I'm like, but you didn't say this last time. This is new, so I don't know. Question everything.
And honestly, at this point, like, the UK already did it, so if you're really questioning it...
Yeah, look at them.
By the time they've
done a couple people, there aren't any zombies walking around, you'll all be fine.
Like the freaking minx. Yo, for real, dude, like, not kidding. Freaking minx got infected with the COVID virus, oh, and they were, like, literally coming out of the freaking ground, just, hello, I'm a minx zombie.
We should research that. Well, if you guys are interested in that, weird-ass news, we'll include it in the next podcast. Now, next, a continuación. Sorry, you'll get that if you're Spanish. I know I make a lot of Spanish jokes, guys, but it's because I'm Spanish.
Hispanic.
I'm Hispanic.
Español.
You're so dumb. Alright, guys, we'll be right back. We're gonna play a little tiny ad. I'm sorry, that was really, really bad. We're in a hot box right now, so I couldn't make that sound good regardless. But we'll be right back with Toby and his topic. Alright, y'all, see you in a bit. So we just recorded about 28 minutes of content.
almost 30 minutes.
And randomly, GarageBand, which is what I've been using to record and edit the podcast, deleted it. So we're not doing that again. I'm gonna post part one. Yeah.
We'll post part one, and then you know we can do like a end of the year thing.
Yeah.
And then starting the new year, you know we can do that. We're definitely gonna do that. That's cute, you know. Oh my god, guys! See you in a year.
You don't understand how actually frustrated we are. That podcast was really, really good.
Mind you, he didn't press anything that would delete it. He just wanted to check the effects and everything. He didn't even press anything.
You know, I paid like $900, almost $1,000. I paid $1,000 for this iPad, not gonna lie, for that mistake to happen. So we're gonna do a lot of soul searching during New Year's tomorrow to find another recording app. Cause this I can't do that again, y'all.
Yep.
But to summarize what we were talking about, cannabis is not something you can become addicted to or dependent on. It is a habit. And all habits, like scratching your booty cheeks in public and putting your legs up on a desk, can be changed as long as you choose to do it. Alright? And then we really talked way too long about Daily High Club. So long. We're not going to tell you what it is if you don't know. Google it if you want. We're not even sponsored by them. We just like their product. I'm literally summarizing what we spent 30 minutes talking about.
Yeah.
How rude.
So rude.
Hopefully the next episode we'll have an Ava. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
We'll Fingers see. Crossed. All right, gang. This was High Tides. We're disappointed. But we wish you a very happy New Year's. We hope that you are optimistic. Even if you're tiptoeing into 2020 like we are, we tiptoeing with our head all the way back. Like, our feet go first and then our head. Because we are not trying to tickle 2021's pickles.
Oh, no, man. We're gonna that whole happy, mm-hmm. smiling, like, mm-hmm, we're about to be...
Ignorant is what we yep. gonna be. We're gonna be Ooh, ignorant.
Yes, I love that. I love it. We're gonna be like that.
Like Madeer says.
Mm. Ignorant.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. And we hope to impress you with our consistency starting 2021.
We shall do this better.
Bye, guys.
Bye.